Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video I thought was the dumbest topic request that I've ever taken. But the more I looked into why Europeans wear Speedos to the beach, aka budgie smugglers, or banana hammocks, the more I realized that it's women that shape male fashion, depending on the man they find attractive. Joseph asked me about this and I quote, "Sane Man, I love your perspectives. Could you do a video why it's not socially acceptable here in the West for men to wear a Speedo? Or nylon brief-style swimsuits to a beach, or a public pool, or even short shorts like they did in the 80s. I think a lot of men would rather wear something like that, swimming instead of big baggy board shorts that get waterlogged and don't dry out quickly. But we can't because we'll get mocked by women and other men for being gay, even if we aren't. Women would also be disgusted and threatened by any sign of a bulge and penis shame us for it. Meanwhile, it's socially acceptable and even encouraged for beach land whales to wear micro bikinis that let all the folds of fat flap in the ocean breeze. Why is it accepted and courageous for chubby single moms to stuff their stretch mark camel toe into a thong bikini? But I can't show up at the beach dressed like Daniel Craig without expectations of ridicule. What happened to equality? Well, Joseph, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Researching this, I realized that it's probably because beach bunnies in California found surfer dudes attractive in the 50s and 60s. And then other guys saw women swooning over surfers back then and they tried to emulate them and their look as a sort of male chameleon. Then in the 70s and 80s, women entered the surfing world and started competing, hence the female chameleon. Women decided that the California beach hunk Chad with blonde hair and a surfboard was the man they wanted. So suddenly every guy wanted to be that guy or project that they were him. Part of that meant tossing out the Speedo that was popular in the 70s and 80s, and putting on surfer shorts. I think it also shifted guys from wearing briefs into boxers as well. In America, it seems that children wear briefs and teens and adults wear boxers. It makes sense from a biological standpoint as well because boxers means a higher fertility rate because wearing a plum smuggler pushes your nads up into the warmer nether regions, reducing your swimmer count to boot. Plus, as you pointed out, Joseph, there's no shaming language for men wearing shorts, unlike Speedos that are called budgie smugglers or banana hammocks. That term budgie smuggler stuck because apparently someone in Australia once tried carrying a bird through customs in their trousers and their tighty whities. I used to wear briefs until I was in high school, and then I tried boxers and was like, oh wow, why the hell was I wearing the briefs to begin with? Boxers feel more freeing and comfortable. Speedos look freeing, but they don't feel that way to me. But Americans still wear them where appropriate, i.e. competitive swimming where they're worn for speed, hence the name Speedos. But speed is not as important when you're on a surfboard out of the water. These days, if you wear a Speedo to the beach, unless you're athletic, you'll end up looking like a creep. The reason Speedos are probably popular in Europe is because of the same reason that fat Europeans wear Adidas track pants to nightclubs, when they've never ran on the track in their lives. Eurotrash trends like man purses were made fun of on Seinfeld, not to mention shrinkage. I'd imagine going in the water with a Speedo is going to shrink your package as well. I also hear that a lot of water parks in France force guys to wear skin-tight trunks, and maybe that's part of the culture. Anywho, I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to shaming men by calling them gay is one of men's greatest fears, Clown World Show. Maybe men in America fear being called that when compared to Europeans. They seem to be way more comfortable not having to show off their macho masculinity. Joseph, why don't you put a pair of Daisy Dukes on and walk around on the beach and see what happens? It'll probably be guys like George Michael that'll come up and talk to you. You're also right that in the 70s and 80s, men wore those small shorts and they were made fun of. And so they stopped. Along with mustaches, of course. I remember my ex-girlfriend shaming her own father for wearing such things in front of me, back in the day. So if she was doing that, then you can definitely believe that most guys wouldn't want to take fire from their wives, girlfriends, or women in general. But he didn't take fire from her and told her that those were different times. And that's what was in fashion back then. Maybe women shaming guys that wear short shorts might be their own insecurity, worrying that somehow men are going to find other men appealing and therefore shun them, the women. That's certainly one possibility. Not to mention in the 1980s, guys at the rainbow parades wore stuff like that. So masculine men need to distance themselves from appearing to be part of that culture as much as possible, if they want to have social proof of being heteronormative. Europe also tends to have a real body positivity culture with naturist beaches far longer than America. If you're wondering what a naturist is, then look it up, but remember that it's something that's not safe for work. I don't like either Speedos or swim trunks. I don't like being immersed in water to begin with, and avoid it as much as possible. The worst part is getting an air bubble in those swim shorts. Yes, I prefer them to Speedos. Joseph, if you want to make Speedos cool again, then what you need to do is find a useful environment for them, and promote it to Americans, and make the next sports hero be in things like water polo, instead of basketball or hockey. Yeah, and that's easier said than done with the popularity of water polo going down and down. Things like Baywatch back in the 90s, where all the men wore red shorts while they were lifeguards, pretty much cemented that cultural trend. You didn't see David Don Hasselhoff wearing a Speedo now, did you? Getting into kid is self-driving Renault. An entire generation of men and women looked at what that cast was wearing there for the ideal on the beach. I just think you need to let it go. The Speedo's not coming back on American beaches unless it's in GTA 6, and you have a gay beach or something like that. Speaking of that game, I don't know what Rockstar was thinking making a game catering mostly to late teens and early 20-something white males. They're probably making their beach diverse, thinking it's going to piss off their target audience, no doubt. Meanwhile, don't they remember what happened when they put an unattractive suffragette in Red Dead Redemption 2? I saw hundreds of videos where players would hogtie and feed her to an alligator. Today's not-so-mystery Link is just that. So imagine the awful violence that's going to be inflicted on a beach full of minorities put there in the name of diversity. Oh no. As for Speedos, with the testosterone levels dropping and more soy boys than ever, they might start adopting Speedos to go along with their purple pubes. Also, if a guy's in the top 1 or 2% of men out there, he could get away with wearing a Speedo, or pretty much anything. If I was a Speedo company, and I wanted to sell more of them in America, I would start giving them away to chads, or paying them to hang out at most popular beaches wearing them. Joseph, I also think you're wrong about the Speedo's popularity on European beaches. According to some reports, it's starting to disappear there. I didn't know this, but it was actually the Australian swim team that put the bungee smugglers on the map in the 1956 Olympics, and it gave them an advantage in the pool. Also, Daniel Craig didn't wear Speedos in Casino Royale. They were swim trunks that you would have actually seen Sean Connery wear back in the 1960s. They were a longer version of a Speedo. It's a combination of a Speedo and swim trunks. It's like the whole idea that women are attracted to men that don't exactly have a beard, but they also don't have a clean-shaven face either. They're attracted to a guy with some stubble the most. Daniel Craig's so-called Speedos allowed women that were attracted to trunks and Speedos to imagine him wearing them. That just shows you how well-produced the Casino Royale film was and how they understood female nature so well. Believe it or not, that film was from 17 years ago now. So it shows you just how old we are. Joseph, if you wore the Daniel Craig swim trunks, I don't think anyone would really care. You seem to have the confidence to not care, but a lot of guys would care about giving off the wrong impression. Or maybe they don't stack up in the banana department, if you catch my drift. As for bigger girls like Tess Holliday, at least she wore a one-piece that covered her stomach for that cover of Cosmo photoshoot. But she did wear a two-piece recently, which looks kind of scary. I think a two-piece on a fat lady is not flattering at all. It's like a swimming Speedo on a 60-year-old man that's overweight. No one wants to see that. Also, if the West thinks they invented a two-piece bikini, then just look at this image found in Pompeii from around 1700 years ago with women on the beach. As far as I'm concerned, the secret to good fashion is breaking the rules without going too far, doing it in a low-key way. For example, wearing a low-key turtleneck with an expensive suit to a business meeting, where everyone else wears a dress shirt and tie. But make sure your suit is more stylish and finely tailored than theirs. Sometimes we see things that are well-designed a lot better if they're surrounded by plain and boring things. Sometimes perfection is too boring, and you need to throw something else into the mix to throw people off. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joseph for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that no woman will want you to smash her if you wear a pair of short shorts from the 1980s. And she'll even shame you for wearing them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for only $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the 80-year-old David Hasselhoff in a mankini away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.